Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it!
If you're a biker and your woman is a biker chick, do you ever let biker chick drive the bike with you on the bike? Is that allowed? Feet get tired, arms get tired, you get tired. Bike fatigue?
I think that all of this just explains why you could never be in that world.
Yeah.
I couldn't either. You definitely couldn't.
If you start Rot Rally Weekend with the question I just asked,
yeah.
I think they ask you to leave Rot Rally Weekend.
Hey, who let the Southern Seinfeld in the group?
Chad and Kevin.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
With the Longhorns Play and Austin Talk Sports. The Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon delight.
Born to be wild.
Hour number four on a Monday. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings, back from vacation. Trey Elling getting you the great intros. Little Steppenwolf. Doc Hastings would love that. Love that. He's a big Steppenwolf guy.
He should be.
First mention of the words heavy metal in the song that everybody, you know, mentions. Steppenwolf is a wacky band, man.
Your dad
they
is.
They were out there.
Your dad's just a wacky dude, and I mean that as such a compliment.
Yeah. Someday, Trey, when you're looking for a Steppenwolf song, my dad's favorite Steppenwolf song is called The Pusher. It's a song about a drug dealer back in the day that never got radio play, but he loves that song. Loves The Pusher.
Will you please remind me of that the next time there's a Steppenwolf birthday? I'll
I will
definitely
do that.
Play it.
Yes, we'll do that. They are just about to get started in Omaha, Nebraska. This is a winner's game. Earlier, Trey told you Cal State Fullerton loses. They're going home. Titans on a train headed home, or they're eating barbecue, or both. Oregon State and LSU are about
safe.
To get started, and that runner is safe to start the game. Top of the first, Oregon State. Kevin, you talked about it earlier, that this is a team that puts together what you called professional innings
yeah.
when they have bats in their hands.
Professional at-bats, and they had an inning where they're down 5-1 against Cal State Fullerton, and this new guy came in, and they just squeezed him. I mean, K.J. Harrison had one of the best at-bats I've seen at any level in about 5 years, where he's just fouling stuff off. I must have been 12 or 13 pitches. He's down 0-2, gets it to 3-2, had fouled off 7 out of 8 at one point. And the guy said, just roll a deuce and put him on. And they put him on first base, and you could just feel this team. I mean, I hit and run right there. They get it started and get it started early. They remind me of some of the old Cal State Fullerton teams and really 2002 Texas. They're taking extra bags and their IQ is just really high.
Winner of this game will be in a great spot. First team to go 2-0, and then the loser will play Florida State, who beat Cal State Fullerton. So they are underway in Omaha over the weekend. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day weekend. Trey celebrated by throwing a strike at the Round Rock. I've seen it from two angles now. I'd call that a strike. I don't have any reason to believe that that's anything but a strike. I didn't see
I want to see the horn angle, not the Sacramento angle.
All right, I will give you I'll show you the horn angle, because
the horn angle is field level, so it's literally down the third baseline, just beyond where the catcher is.
In fact, if you want, while we're getting things rolling here, I will. Hang on, that's later in the video, but I'll pull that up for you so you can figure it out. But it is on there. In fact, I'm going to show it to Kevin right now.
Okay.
It is at 104.9 The Horn on Facebook.
Can we enlarge that?
Good grief, yeah. Can we enlarge that?
I mean, it's 2017, it'd be fine in 2000, but, you know.
Enlarge it for you, jeez.
First world problems.
Everything.
Try and be an old man, but some stuff just changes.
See, you're about to miss, now here he is. All right, here he goes.
Oh, he's got Viv out there.
No, see, you already missed it, hold on.
Okay.
I
was about to say.
Certain way, jeez.
Last time I saw him, he was throwing like a 2.5.
Here it is, here you go.
Well, that's a strike.
It's a strike, right? Yeah, very good, Trey.
Boy. I'm proud of my boy, and I'm proud. I had your back on Friday. What did I tell Brad? You're throwing a strike.
You said that multiple times throughout the show.
Yes, if you missed it last week, and it is also on Facebook. I've now seen the early video. Trey trolled everybody.
He really did.
By throwing left-handed while leading with the left foot. Just awful, terrible throwing.
Pushing it, not even bringing it back at all. I mean, Yeah. It looked like something you'd see like a game at Chuck E. Cheese.
It was brutal, and he was fooling everybody, and then he turned around and threw right-handed on the mound. So hopefully everybody had a good time out at the Round Rock game or whatever you were doing for Father's Day. If you got a chance to talk to your dad, hang out with your dad, maybe it's remember your dad. Father's Day is obviously a very important one for everybody. So shout out to all those good dads out there.
Yes, love my dad, and it was good seeing him. I always like having Father's Day and my birthday at the same time because he's one of my best friends, so gives us a chance to get together. And he doesn't want to overdo Father's Day, and I don't want to overdo my birthday, so it works out well for us.
I'm shocked by both of those facts.
I know.
I'm just so surprised.
But what you said earlier is on point, I think, that the little boys just, and maybe young guys, just don't take the time to express just how much their dad means to him.
Yeah. No, we don't do it enough as little boys. We didn't do that growing up. Like, I thank all my teachers who made me, like, make little arts and crafts for them or
yeah.
write something out. I remember one thing for my dad. They always make you do stuff for your mom. One time, they made us do, a placemat for our dad. And we did something on manila. Remember manila paper?
Oh, yeah.
We drew something on manila paper.
And then laminated it.
And then laminated
it. Oh,
right?
We did that. We
and
did
then
that.
And then I presented it to him as, like, breakfast on Father's Day. And I can still see, like, the look on his face where he's like, wow, the kid actually cared enough to do something.
Yeah.
And it still didn't tell me enough. I should have done more, but I didn't.
I think I got him a rabbit's foot at the fair.
Yeah, and then my 10-year-old this Father's Day, since we were coming back from the trip on Father's Day, they got me stuff early. She gave me like a little sign that says number one dad, and she gave me this other one that's got dad on it and all these different phrases and stuff, and she'll make up signs for no reason. It's just crazy.
It's
I never did any of that stuff.
I mean, look, you're playing at a level here, so we're talking about LeBron. You may not be Michael. I don't know if you're number one. I think you're top five. And are we talking country right. or world?
Yeah. Oh, no. I have a sign now that says number one. So
in the world?
I interpreted it that way.
Whoa.
Yes. I interpreted it that way.
Whoa.
I thought the way I look at it is she and my wife obviously put me into some kind of database, and it spit out number one. They don't sell those to everybody.
I didn't even know I was competing. When did you put me in attorney?
When did she buy that sign before the ATV trip?
Yes, she did. And when I get home tonight, it will probably be in the trash can and ripped up.
Or she just puts 11. She adds a 1 there.
Yeah, right. You're
parentheses, going. ATV.
Down the list. Oregon State has already created a run in the top of the first. 1-0 Oregon State over LSU. Here they go.
They jumped on this like a 16-year-old would with Pam Anderson back in the day.
There it is.
They just were, let's go.
Cabin Dune on color analyst.
I'm
color
telling
analysis.
You, drag bunt to start, first pitch. Next pitch, hit and run.
Yep.
Got a guy at second. Couple of pitches later, it's 1-0 Oregon State. It is so important to score first in college baseball.
Bing, bang, boom. 1-0. We'll keep you updated on that one.
What do you think about the Father's Day bills that Oregon State's rolling with there? You saw how all the baseball teams had the light blue for Father's Day yesterday?
Yeah. We have to talk about this.
Oregon State,
okay. Is that why they're doing it?
I'm sure it's a day after, but we're going to be looking at this for the next 15 years. No one's going to remember it's Father's Day. They're going to wonder why you don't have your school colors on.
This is a Nike thing? Is that what's going on?
Nike probably.
Deal? So, yeah, we have to talk about that on both. I mentioned it after Mother's Day. I watched it a little bit yesterday, and at one point we were eating.
Astros Red Sox is fine. 3-game set of 162. This is the biggest game for Oregon State this year in one of the best seasons we've ever seen, if not the.
Yeah, I still don't know if I love it in the bigs, though. If you want to go pink and blue bats, maybe gloves, but to actually go into the uniforms.
You see the Cubs, the Astros.
Because then if you do it with both teams, this is a really, I'm about to say something really dumb here.
Here we go.
If you put the same color on both teams,
mm-hmm.
it's hard for us to tell them apart sometimes, especially when you have like my wife and daughter trying to tell me who's playing on the TV screen behind me. And they said, well, there's Houston, but I can't tell
who
they're playing.
It took me 2 minutes to dial in with the Red Sox and the Astros.
Yeah, my kid had to find the BOS on the screen and say, I think it's Boston. And I was like, okay.
But, Chad goes, take out the O.
Yeah, so I just don't understand. I get the idea of paying tribute to all the moms and the dads out there and stuff, but I just think the pink and blue are starting to run all over those uniforms.
Yeah,
I think the bats would be a great way to do it.
Can't we just pick one thing and roll with that? Because remember, it used to be, I think it was just your batting gloves.
Yeah, why not? How about bats and gloves and stop? Literally your glove. If you want to play with a pink glove,
yeah, but that,
do it.
But that may distract the batter.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
So let's not change the whole game
okay.
up for this,
all
right?
All right, fair. That's fair.
Okay.
Good point. Good point. So bats and batting gloves. That's
shoes.
What they should do.
Yeah, you don't like that.
Oh, shoes is tough. I'll let you have the shoes, though. I don't see shoes a ton. Just we got to keep it off the uni, man.
Well, I think these are classic looks outside of that. LSU's got really great uniforms. I've always liked their uniforms. They're just classic looking.
And at some point, I'm not a fan or anything, but at some point we all need to find a comfortable version of the Oregon State Beaver that we can all live with, because they have gone out of control. I don't know what's gone on. I thought we had a nice one. I thought the Chad Johnson TJ Houshmandzadeh years featured a nice beaver.
Is it too much now?
Now they went into that weird.
Is the beaver too big?
The beaver is like it looks like the thing that the Jawas traveled in Star Wars. It's just shaped really bizarre. It's this weird. I don't know. I don't understand it.
All right.
Doesn't look near as cool as that old one.
Well, they got a lot of things working. They need to get their beaver in check.
They need to get that beaver drawn correctly. Because also, when you throw OSU up there, I know you've won two national titles, but I don't think of you when I think of OSU. I got two schools ahead of you on that list.
Oh, I got you.
You know, so I need something.
In that order, Ohio State, Oklahoma State. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Those are the two schools. Regionally, I'm going to put Oklahoma State above them.
Fair.
If I lived in Washington, I'm sure I would change. But, yeah, I just don't understand it.
Pat Casey's done one hell of a job with that program, though, man. I got to give him a lot. Both my clubs have looked at him during their time. Notre Dame looked at him. And he really flirted with going to South Bend, stayed there. Is his kid has some issues, who's now grown up, I believe is autistic, but so it's a great environment for him. He's super happy there. So it's one of those, all right, you know, I've got other things in play here outside of just going to a University of Texas, which he really looked at. And I think that would have been a great hire, maybe a different hire where Pat is, but Pat's in the prime of his career right now. He's turned that place into a great baseball program and yeah, Texas finished 57-4 in 1982. They didn't win it all that year.
Oh, is that right?
There's a lot on the line here for Oregon State to go finish it off. And who knows, by the end of it, I may tell you that they're as good as the team that leading up to this point had been, for my eyes, the best college baseball team I had ever seen, which was 95 Cal State Fullerton.
By the way, I don't normally apologize for coming back to work off a vacation, but I just did like 5 to 7 minutes on those uniforms. I'm so sorry. Like,
no.
You guys probably didn't talk that much uniforms at all when I was gone. It was probably a cleansing thing for you.
We did a little bit, but usually every time. It's like one of those, like if I'm gone and you get into a college baseball thing or a food thing and you just go, oh, God, we sound like Kevin here, don't we?
Yeah.
So I realized a couple times, but I've told you the influence you've had on me. We walked out and you were going to go to a live spot. I'm going to talk to Zach, and you and I cut the conversation, you know, or the other conversation short, because you and I had to get into LSU and Florida State, and I had to tell you what it looked like and how great both uniforms were in the opening day.
Yeah, that's true.
They were really nice, though.
That is my impact, one way or the other.
It's a good impact.
Whatever it means.
It's a good impact.
Obviously, another thing, the big main thing that happened while I was gone on vacation is Golden State finished off the championship. Kevin Durant, an amazing finals MVP. You heard all the lists of, you know, first guy to average this many points in
a
finals
list
since what? Jordan, Shaq, and was it not Jerry West, maybe?
Maybe West was
something
in there.
Like that, yeah. Anyway, today's news on Kevin Durant. Don't freak out too much when you hear that Kevin Durant is going to decline a player option. The thought is that he will decline it, and technically he'll be an unrestricted free agent on July 1st. But then he'll re-sign with the team, taking a little less because, Kevin, they're trying to keep the other AI. They're trying to keep Andre Iguodala, who apparently is talking about moving, and I don't get that.
I don't get that either. And Steph has his deal up, so they're going to try and go max there. I mentioned it with you, and if you're going to blow $150 million or $150 million in your lifetime, and I could have been at 190. You're going to blow 190. We're talking about $150 million. Once you get to that point, all these numbers don't matter. They really don't, unless you were just have that bad of a money person and people that are honestly robbing you, or you're robbing yourself because you are just spending at a at an Elton John level.
Yeah, and we know what Kevin Durant just did wasn't about money for him.
No, he's happy there. He's happy with Warrior. He's much happier on the court. This worked for him. You may not like it, but this worked for him. He's happier in the city he's at and with the people he works with. That's a lot of your life.
That is. That's a big deal.
That's a lot of your life hours-wise.
That's a big deal. And now a huge opportunity to, you know, go after more rings. Now he's got that one ring out of the way, which we all know in sports is a big, big deal. Now, yep. now he's got a chance to go be a multiple champion, and not everybody does that.
No, not everyone does it, but let's also think about the other thing. Like you talked about AI, can they keep some of the people they need to keep there? You're right. Why would AI leave?
Oh, my God. I have no idea.
Because you're at a Robert Horry point at that part of your career where it really is about rings. He's got two. If you can play for two more years, I bet you it's a pretty good shot you end up with four. Because it's looking like that. There's no one else you should go play for.
I wouldn't even ask him a question. I would just do a short little statement. I would say, Andre, show me your house. And then when he takes me there, then I'd look at him and just put my palms up and say, what are you going to do?
Right.
What's better than this?
Yeah.
You live here. This is your house.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant staying?
Yeah.
And they're going to keep Steph? Right. Okay. Is Draymond around? Yeah.
Take him to Danny Bowen's Mission Chinese.
Is Steve Kerr immobilized or is he better? Oh, no, he's better. Is he going to coach?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Nice, like you said, nice restaurants around here?
Yeah, I mean, it's... Yeah.
How's the weather?
It's tough to
How's
beat.
Your weather? Now, it is a little chilly there at night sometimes.
Well, and it's odd. Their winter and summer is completely thrown off from the rest of North America.
That's true. That's true.
But I think I'd be able to deal with that.
I could deal
if
with
it. If you had that money.
I could wear a jacket at night occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
You're not on the trolleys either.
The other big story today is about where Jimmy Butler's going to end up.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about Paul George, and he's let the Pacers know he's done after this year, which I guess is a nice thing. Is that the respectful way to do it?
I think it is.
If you know you're leaving.
If you know, I think it is.
You're letting them know before this draft,
mm-hmm.
and you're letting them know, look, if you can do anything right now to help you, I'm telling you that I am done and I'd like to be a Laker. Let me just add all, I'm going to throw it all out on the table.
Not most of it, because most of it was just straight up hating and I can't believe you left my team. But some of the anger that was generated by LeBron going to Miami and KD going to San Francisco or to Oakland is that it was at the very end. And that whole time,
right, the timing,
until
right.
the last decision, until that last second, the fans really felt like he's going to come back. And so you deal with that. And then also for the real educated fans, they may go, hey, man, you know, it's one thing to leave. You left us in a really crappy spot.
Yeah, it's a good point. Because nowadays, fans are, maybe more than any time ever, fans are more educated because of all the technology, because of all the social media, the ability to know all these different layers. That's a great point. Maybe this is the best way, the nicest way to do it.
Yeah, where it's one of those, it's like, well, you're getting mad at me? I let you guys know a year ago. So I let you as a fan
right.
not have any build up for a year, not knowing that I don't want to be here and I'm probably not going to be here. And I let the team know that so they're not screwed.
Yeah, so we'll see what they do there. One of the ideas...
Whether that's your reason or not, you can play that.
One of the ideas is the reason Boston made this deal with the Sixers is that they might be looking to go grab Jimmy Butler. Also remember, Gordon Hayward is a free agent this mm-hmm. offseason. So all those names are out there. In fact, we'll hash some of that out in the Big Three coming up. Also get you updated on Oregon State and LSU. Oregon State ends up with only that one run in the top of the first, and now they cleaned up the Tigers in the bottom of the first. So one inning done, and it's Oregon State 1-0. We'll keep you updated on that one. Also get you the other news and notes from around the day, including a familiar name in college baseball getting the gig, getting promoted to the head coaching job. We'll talk about all that coming up on the Horn.
Love they choose. I got the tough education. No celebration. Divorce, separation, blues.
Chad and Kevin with you on a Monday. Trey's jumping on the Avid Brothers today. I kind of like this sound.
I like yodeling. Reminds me of Durwood.
We don't have enough yodeling. There should be more yodeling.
Durwood was trying to bring it back.
You know who should do an entire album that includes yodeling? Kanye.
Really?
No, Kanye.
So he wouldn't be saying anything?
Auto-tune yodeling.
I'm fine with that.
Could be the next thing.
I'm fine with that.
Could be huge.
Could he still be cocky yodeling?
I don't think you'd have a choice.
I guess who isn't cocky when they're yodeling?
Are you looking for a humble Kanye?
I'm yodeling in public.
That's not a fun Kanye.
I'm looking for balance from Kanye.
Who wants humble? Oh, well, that's a whole other thing then. If you're looking for balance from Kanye, I'm not sure if I can help you. My wife did get caught up on the trip. You know, sometimes you're on vacation, you watch TV, you never watch other places. She did start watching some Kardashians.
Did she?
For the first time in my life, I watched about 5 to 10 straight minutes of that show.
Wendy.
Man.
It's poison.
It's a crazy experience.
So, hey, Pat Casey and some of the other people in the dugout have the blue. It's the Oregon State black hat. I think both these uniforms look sharp, but they've got the blue bill. But a lot of the guys, and maybe I'm just colorblind or these TVs are messed up, had gray bills in the field. So is he the only one wearing it, or only people in the dugout wearing it?
I'm not sure. Yeah, maybe. I don't know if it's they're a Nike team, so are they somehow connected to the Major League version of it? No, it looks like the players in the field
are wearing gray.
Yeah, their bills are gray. So I think I'm you know, we'll figure that out. But yeah, a lot of blue, obviously, in Major League Baseball yesterday, and supposedly they're trying to raise money, I guess, for prostate cancer.
Okay, is it going there though?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I mean, I'm.
Huh.
I would hope.
I would too.
I would certainly hope that that's what they're doing. I just wonder if there's a more organized way to do it that's not as... Like, it really feels like it's spreading across the whole uniform now, where I feel like in a couple years we're going to have guys in head-to-toe blue playing each other, and it's like, no, you got to keep your colors on some level, don't you?
That kid could really go get it, Stephen Kwan, and they've got... Boy, there have been some really good center fielders in this in Omaha. The kid at Cal State Fullerton, the play he made... Where he's going up against the wall. They've just, you're really seeing these guys play.
This kid's really good.
Play at a different level. This kid can play too, yeah.
It's a great play there. Yeah, that was big.
Little Kalani Napoleon, not because they both have Asian roots, but because of the jumps they get. Both Kwan and, you know, Kwan's probably a better athlete than Kalani, but man, Kalani would get some of the best jumps I've ever seen.
By the way, if you're looking for one of those stories to make you roll your eyes, let's start the Big Three with one of those eye-rolling stories, shall we?
The Big Three.
Big Three is brought to you by Ziploss Pines. It's the Hill Country's premier six-line zip tour. You can visit ziplosspines.com today and book your next adventure. I went out there, Chad. I'm going to bring you guys out there.
You ziplined already?
I haven't ziplined. I went out there to talk to him and to see it, and I was blown away. You know, my mom lived out there, pretty much out there.
Yeah.
It's off 71, only 20 minutes away from Austin. I couldn't believe the views. I couldn't believe how high they were. And I go, how did we get to this altitude? And he goes, son, we're already at this altitude. This is just different ways to be able to look. And it's pretty cool. I'm taking you guys out there. We're going to have fun. We're going to also video it.
Very cool.
So just get to Ziploss Pines.
I could not get the 10-year-old interested in ziplining in Hawaii, but you can get me interested here, I guarantee you.
I think we're going to have some fun with this.
I did it in Hawaii once, and I loved it. So, yeah, I want to check that out. All right, so here's your eye-rolling story. The Cavaliers are parting ways with their GM. I'm just going to let that sit for a second. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to take a sip of water on that one.
We talked a little bit about it. Now, he was one of the most underpaid GMs, and his contract was up, and he was asking for a lot more money. I figured this was going to go one way or the other. I didn't know which way it would go. Guess we get it now, huh?
Yeah. If you're in that group that believes that somebody like LeBron could get someone hired and fired, this is the day when you just look at your friends and go, what?
Yeah.
What do you got? What? What are you going to say?
Right.
Yeah, they're parting ways. I think his last name is Griffin, the name of the GM. So they'll need a new GM in Cleveland. There's also a story that they're trying to work a deal to get Jimmy Butler. There's Paul George talk around the NBA because George says he is going to look at free agency after this season, but ultimately wants to become an L.A. Laker. So some interesting names out there as we get ready for the draft on Thursday. I think the Jimmy Butler move is probably the next, it feels like that's the next big move, right?
Yeah, it feels like he's the piece that could be moved around, and there's multiple teams that want him. I get that as a Chicago Bulls fan. I don't get why the Bulls aren't trying to build around him and get rid of some of the graveyard guys. It is David Griffin. David Griffin, the assistant GM. Trent Redden's also going to leave the organization. But yeah, it says here, and I was right, his contract was up, so You know, here's the problem, is that you can look at Griffin and go, well, I mean, you just didn't do a good enough job. You overpaid for Tristan Thompson. Yeah, I had to, because the guy who runs this whole city and this organization was loud for months telling us how much he deserves to be paid and should be paid at that level. So LeBron either needs to cut that out or let a real GM come in and do what he wants to do.
Yeah, he begged him in the media.
Remember,
right,
it was on and on, and now you look at that and go, well, how'd you give he's not worth $90 million. Yeah, I knew that.
I knew that a long time ago.
But the guy who was playing both parts, he's saying this to the media to get his boy paid and then's telling me, I need Tristan Thompson. Are you not going to do what I need? We've seen how that works.
Also in the NBA, it is official. Philadelphia gets the 1 pick. Boston moves down to the 3 pick. Everybody thinks that Philadelphia is taking Markelle Fultz, young man from Washington. And then you'd think the Lakers are taking Lonzo Ball. I'd love to see the Lakers throw the Ball family a crazy curve on Thursday night and announce that they're taking Jackson or Fox or anybody. Just pick a name. Somehow I think they're going to stick with Lonzo Ball, though.
Of those guys, is there one that really stood out? Now, we obviously would have seen Fox, Ball, and especially Jackson more.
Mm-hmm.
Was there one that would take out position? Let's say you didn't necessarily need a position. Is there one guy? Because you know I love Lonzo, but the more I think about this, I may lean on a Josh Jackson if he can really be a prototypical three.
I think if you're looking at guys that can develop and do the most freakish development, I would say either Jackson or Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they could be developed into a freak.
And that's the problem, because we're just looking,
right,
projecting so much.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, right.
There's just so many variables that are between right now and then.
Yeah, I think one of those two guys could be really interesting. And right now, like you've talked about, right now with the state of the NBA and basketball's development, all you can hope for is somewhat interesting in a few years.
Yeah, right.
Hope that you got something you can work on. Hope that you get a Karl Anthony Towns. Hope that you get, I don't know, the Greek Freak. I mean, they don't have to be that freakish, but a guy that at least you see him a couple years and go, okay, I know what that can be.
Or change your scouting and don't be a bunch of crib sniffers like San Antonio. And,
that's true.
And, you know, they changed their, they've always had kind of a different take on it, but they haven't fallen in with this narrative that is so popular in the whole basketball world. Well, you got to go young. You got to get him young. No, I mean, Kawhi Leonard, they had scouted that thing. They moved up to get him.
Yep.
They were sitting on that for a couple months probably.
Tonight in the bigs, you got Toronto at Texas at 7:05. Estrada and Bibbins-Dirks, the pitching matchup there.
Austin Bibbins-Dirks. Still. I read a long article in Baseball America about his story. I mean, we'd obviously talked about it, and the more you get into it and just everything that he did to survive, easy guy to root for.
He stayed up there.
He has,
There's been injuries and stuff, but
right.
he's still stayed up there. Houston and Oakland late tonight, Brad Peacock and Daniel Gossett. If you're an Astros fan, you're 11 games up in the division, and you'll have to stay up a little late tonight as they go out to the West Coast. Also, mentioned the job change in college baseball. How about Skip Johnson, the new Oklahoma head baseball coach?
I told him when he went there, it's going to be really tough. I hope you guys have a low ERA and an even lower batting average and run production, because, you know, it's tough. I love Skip, but being at Oklahoma, it shows you how much I love Skip. I'm happy for him. And I hope he can do as well as he can without Oklahoma taking over the Big 12 or beating us. He's a great guy. He really is. And he's he felt like he was maybe going to be in line for this. If things had ended differently with Augie, mm-hmm. then maybe that would have been the case. But he's as good a pitching coach as you're going to find out there. And I think this is probably a good head job for him. Let's not forget, he was the head coach at Navarro JC for a long time and before he went to Texas to be the pitching coach.
Oregon State still up 1-0 on LSU. We will keep you updated on that when they are early on in that game.
LSU got hosed there.
Top of the third, and it is 1-0 Oregon State. All right, let's get you another one and done before we get out of here for Round Rock. One and done time, kids.
America. Oh, shut the hell up.
There's your 5 seconds of silence. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Dunn.
So let's talk some college baseball here. Chad, did you check out any while you were in Hawaii?
I watched I didn't watch a whole lot of the super regionals while I was in Hawaii, and then I caught the Aggie game yesterday.
I think Tom Hart, Mike Rooney, Chris Burke, And then who am I missing? Ben McDonald, actually. I think they've done a great job. I really like this crew. Rooney adds a lot. We had him on last week. But they brought up an idea, and then Carl Ravitch and Peterson brought it up a little bit after as the night crew. Why not just have the draft be right before Omaha starts? The timing of the draft is really weird. There were multiple first rounders, but because of rain delays, they were playing as they were getting drafted. Now, no kid should have the most important baseball game of his life and the most important draft or probably financial decision of his young life at the same time. There's no reason for Major League Baseball that's trying to treat college baseball with more respect than is trying to not get to the NFL level but get better than the NBA is and say, you know what, we need to utilize this feeder system and treat it well. They could also, as these guys talked about, and this is something I hadn't thought about. I thought about the idea before, but really turn it into an event. I mean, it's never going to be the NFL draft, but we've seen how far the NBA draft has moved. Why can't the Major League Baseball draft move the other way and actually get some popularity, really turn it into a college/major league event? I think Omaha would be the perfect spot. I really hope that they think about this. I know that Peterson and some of those guys are really going to push for it. We'll see how much traction it gets.
The only thing I can think of is there a timing issue with the draft in terms of trying to get these guys into early A-ball, rookie ball?
No.
Is there any of that?
Not really.
Because that's already started, right?
It would only be a couple. Right. It'd only be a couple days. Yeah. I think it would just make a lot more sense. And there's always been kind of an issue when they draft and Omaha. I don't mind before. I mean, you can do it a couple days before. And as those guys brought up, and it's an excellent point, it would kind of start the festivities off and make it a full baseball, pro baseball, and college baseball type of event.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that before, but you're right. To do that when nobody's playing, get it where nobody's playing, and like you said, where you don't have to deal with that moment while you're playing a game, or like you said, you're stuck in a rain delay, and hey, you got to get in the third round.
Alex Fueto, the kid from Florida, they're in a rain delay, and they've got still. I mean, they had tons of rain delays, so it was the last game that seemed to be delayed over 2 days and three different times, and he was either going to pitch or had pitched, and he went to his dad during the rain delay and said, "Hey, have you heard anything?" He was taken 18th overall in the first round, and he didn't get to experience that as it was happening because his dad did the smart thing. Talk about a good day. You know what his dad said?
Huh.
"Son, go pitch. We'll talk about it after.
Focus on the game."
Yeah, I mean, you can't have that in your head. Oh, God, I should have asked dad. So what's the slot for 18?
Yeah.
How much am I worth right now?
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a good point. They ought to work on that. As healthy as this game has become, you talk about the health of college baseball. They need to take a look at it. Maybe what's MLB Network showing this time of year?
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, there's games, but where's that? Could they slot something in there where you're bringing those two worlds together? Find some college people and do that, or maybe ESPN has Omaha. So, like they've talked about, maybe you make it their thing.
At least for the first round.
Let the first round happen and roll it out that way.
Did you see all the major leaguers for Boston and Houston that played in Omaha?
No.
It may have been 10.
Is that right?
Yeah. That thing is completely flipped in my lifetime. That I like. Let's get back to where we were, guys.
Yeah, exactly. That would be a good thing. NBA draft, of course, comes up on Thursday. And real quick before we get out of here, where am I time-wise, Trey? We good? Like a minute?
Oh, I forgot we're out early. I'm sorry.
2.5 minutes? Okay, we're good. Did you see this Clayton Kershaw story from over the weekend?
No. Speaking of Skip Johnson, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's his personal pitching coach.
There's a dude named Zach Hampel. He's a fan who claims to have collected over 9,000 baseballs at Major League games. He says Clayton Kershaw rejected his request for a special Father's Day ball. I guess they had a blue baseball or whatever. He tweeted out, "Today I asked Clayton Kershaw if I could have a baseball. He said, 'No, you've got 7,000 of them.'" And then he said, hashtag rejected, says it was a...
These players know who these guys are that are collecting, especially, and I couldn't believe, they all know the guys that are trying to get autographs and acting like it's for a kid, or a kid's getting it and he just pays them and takes it and sells it.
It says it was a blue Father's Day ball. I said it would mean so much to me. And Kershaw was like, "No, it wouldn't." And then it says, "Sigh, still love him." He tweeted back, He tweeted back about Kershaw's paycheck. Shouldn't mean much to him, right?
Good for Kershaw.
Let's go one last thing here.
One last thing.
7,000 or 8,000 baseballs. Come on.
I'm rolling through this. This is the guy who caught Alex Rodriguez's 3,000th hit, the hit home run, and he negotiated a compensation package with the Yankees, including the Yankees donating $150,000 to a charity that he supports. But the downside, he did draw the ire of the 82nd Airborne Division last year when he snuck into a game at Fort Bragg that was meant exclusively for military personnel.
It's that guy?
Come on, dude.
We heard about that. Okay, we know who this guy is.
That's that guy.
He's infamous.
I kind of lean Clayton Kershaw's way there.
I lean Clayton Kershaw's way yes. He, like I said, I was shocked that all these players, how much they know. I mean, hell, even when Zeke and I would be down there just doing games, Zeke would go, oh, this guy's I've signed 50 cards for this guy. Like, they're not idiots. They remember.
Yeah, and Clayton Kershaw definitely remembers. All right, Round Rock Baseball coming up. 7:05 matchup with Memphis. If you're close, get on by the Dell Diamond. We'll be back for a Tuesday show tomorrow.